Hello, welcome to ESA Talks. Today we're going to talk about release and forget bombs, this is in Swedish news, but these gliding bombs that they are using. They are converting old Soviet Union, like 1 ton bombs or more, to gliders that can glide up to 60 kilometers. Also, they had made some new, have seen some new evidence in videos that they have put in some rockets in the end so they can glide up to 90 kilometers. And this has potential to be quite dangerous for the Ukraine because they have released about 500 bombs in 1 week. And they are have potential to have hundreds of thousands or even 1 million or more bombs of this that they can convert to gliders. And they are behind enemy lines are released from high altitude and glided by the Russian's own GPS system and hit the position in perfectly, yeah, they hit the position like you should do with the GPS coordinates, and they are devastation because they are big bombs. If you are in one bunker, it will be in small pieces, or you are in the front line, they can bomb and bury you down in deep earth. So that is the thing that's happening now, and the United States and Europa is worried about these new bombs because that is invented by Russia now, so they should take patent on it. I don't know if it will work. But probably they will now, that is one new tactic that is working very well from Russia, surprisingly. And they will continue doing that. And that is the big problem for the Ukraine, and the European and United States are thinking about this is very big problem too. But they should do the same thing or no? But to do the same thing? Why not do the same thing to the Russians? And invent again or no? Because if you do something that is good, then you should do the thing back that is should be good too. So that is the question, what will happen with this? Probably they're gonna make bigger bombs, they have probably bigger bombs and that they can make the gliders too. So this is big news on all. I have talked about this before in one other episode about this, like 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago, that Russia is inventing things. And now they are inventing good things, maybe because they are some smart. I have told you the generals are quite bad they are in Russian side because they have the manpower and the firepower, and they are not advancing so much as they should do. And Ukraine is doing great with defending themselves. And now I have heard that it was like 450,000 Russian has died. In one other say there have been over 1 million have died, so I don't know what is true anymore, because Russia will not give you any numbers, because they will have that secretly. But the sources say it's more than 500,000, I think. So this gonna continue a couple more years, I think. And the United States, will they give aid more or no? It's depending on if Trump gonna win or no, because Trump will not probably not give aid no more, because he is that person. He should give aid because this is for his future too. Well, he is old, so he's gonna die soon anyway. So. But it's for the future of the children, if they're gonna be owned by the Soviet Union again, or gonna be thing. No, I have talked too much about this, and hopefully you like this episode and follow me, like and share. See ya.